The federal government filed its suit under the False Claims Act. It alleges MTE falsely billed the Bureau of Indian Affairs for roadwork and fire suppression while spending more than $1 million for replacing equipment and building a garage. Recently, demonstrators stood outside the tribal headquarters saying Menominee leaders need to take charge of their business dealings and that the federal suit could threaten their sovereignty. Menominee Tribal Chairwoman Lisa Waka has pledged support for MTE. Waka says the company, which also runs a sawmill on the reservation, is a separate entity from the tribe.
We kind of have a unique constitution, and our constitution separates our forest and mill operation from the tribal structure. So it's not as easy as saying, well, we're just going to take over this operation. We just can't do it constitutionally because we are sworn to uphold the Constitution.
Waka says right now the Menominee are reviewing their options with legal consultants to address concerns discussed between tribal leaders and demonstrators. MTE executives are defending against the charges, saying they've been in settlement talks with federal officials to resolve allegations of unauthorized use of BIA monies. The tribe's chief forester and a contractor who manage tribal forest land and BIA funds were also named in the suit. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.